也谢谢园林教会的成人诗班为我们带来美好的颂赞。
We thank the Lord, and we also thank the Garden Grove Adult Choir for bringing us wonderful praises.
啊，每一次的献诗都需要很多时间的准备以及大量的练习。
Every time there's a hymnal presentation, there's much preparation and practice involved.
啊，不禁有时候要让我们想一想，为什么一个人愿意花那么多时间在教会的诗颂的练习上面呢？
And it would beg us to ask, why would someone spend so much time to practice hymns for the church?
啊，对很多没有信耶稣的人，他们没有办法理解。
For many people who don't believe in Jesus, they can't understand.
为什么一个人会花那么多时间在教会？
Why would a person spend so much time at church?
为什么一个人会花那么多时间在圣宫？
Why would a person spend so much time in holy work?
到底他们能够得到什么？
What in the world can they receive?
因为从人的眼光来看，
Because from the eyes of man,
人只会追求自己认为有价值、有意义的东西或者是事情。
Man can only pursue things that have meaning to them.
啊，因为有意义，因为有价值，便会花大量的时间，愿意付出很多的努力去追求。
Because there's meaning and because there's value, they'll spend much effort in order to pursue them.
那我们就要问问自己，请问我们今天人生在追求的是什么？
So we have to ask ourselves.What in the world are we pursuing in our lives today?
啊，在不久以前啊，我有机会出去访问。
Not long ago, I had an opportunity to go on visitations.
啊，我有机会去看一位信徒的爸爸。
I had the opportunity to visit the father of a member.
啊，这位老先生已经七十多岁了。
This elderly man was in his 70s.
啊，应该算是一个非常成功的美国梦的例子啊。
He should be considered a very accomplished person who had achieved the American dream.
啊，当他来到美国的时候，他是两手空空，一无所有。
When he came to America, he had nothing in his hands.
哦，所以他努力工作，拼命赚钱。
And so he worked very hard to make money.
啊，打拼事业，照顾家庭。
To be successful in his career and to take care of his family.
哦，所以啊，到他年到他七十的时候，他已经有三栋房子、三间餐馆了。
By the time he was 70, he had 3 houses and 3 restaurants.
那我们在想说，当人到这个年纪，应该要懂得好好享受生活了吧
？And we would think that someone at this age should be very good at enjoying their lives now.
啊，但是当我去看他的时候啊。
But by the time I went to visit him,
啊，我就跟他说啊，在聊聊天之后啊，我在离开之前跟他说啊。
We had a conversation, and then I was about to leave, and I said,
我说啊，这位伯伯啊。
I said, this elderly to this elderly man.
啊，如果你有空的时候啊，我们也欢迎啊，你能够来教会跟我们一起啊，查考道理，认识神呢。
If you have the opportunity, then we invite you to come to our church and to study the truth with us.
那这个时候他就回头看我。
And then he turned and looked at me.
啊，我印象很深啊，他就看着我，很严肃的跟我说啊。
I had a deep impression because he looked at me very seriously and said.
他说去教会。
To go to church.
赚钱都来不及了，谁可以去教会啊
？There's not even enough time to make money. Who has time to go to church?
哦，下一句又加了一句啊。
And then it followed to say.
他说教会是那个老人没事做再去的。
Church is for older people who have nothing to do.
啊，那时候我就这样子盯着他一直看啊。
And at that time, I stared at him.
我在想说，老先生你也七十多了啊。
I thought, old man, you're already 70 some years old.
啊，你可能觉得自己还是很年轻啦。
You perhaps still think that you're young.
啊，但是为什么你还要这么辛苦的每天这样子拼命做工、拼命赚钱呢
？But why do you have to work so hard every day to work and make money?
啊，可能对他来说啊，赚钱是人生的意义啊。
Perhaps to him.Making money is the meaning of life.
他觉得人生拥有越多的财富，才是拥有真正幸福以及富足的生活。
He believes that having more riches in his life is the true way to be very happy.
啊，我相信他不是唯一的一个啊。
And I believe that he is not the only one.
啊，世界上很多人都在追求。
In the world, many people are pursuing this.
啊，希望能够有更好的生活。
They hope to have a better life.
啊，拼命的工作。
To work very hard.
希望能够拥有更多的财富。
So they can have even more riches.
努力的累积。
And to keep accumulating very
hard. 希望能够过着无忧无虑的生活。
And to have a life without worries or lack.
很多人都觉得说，我今天只要富足，我就是幸福的。
Many people think as long as I am rich today,
我今天只要
then I am blessed.
我今天只要有钱，我的人生一定快乐。
As long as I have money, then I will be happy in my life.
却不知道说，人生只是一个无止境的追求，从一步到下一步啊。
And we don't know, and they don't realize that.Their whole life is pursuing something one step after another.
有一次我在跟一个教会的弟兄在聊天啊。
One day I was speaking with a brother in church.
啊，这个弟兄啊，他很优秀啊，非常啊，非常非常的有成就。
And this brother was very successful and outstanding.
啊，我们聊天的时候他就跟我说哈。
We were chatting, he told me.
他说啊，当我刚刚大学毕业的时候啊。
When I first graduated from college.
我觉得啊，我只要有一个啊那个薪水不错的工作，我就快乐啦。
I thought that if I just had an okay salary, I'd be pretty happy.
因为景气不好嘛，很多人找不到工作啊。
Because we're in a recession and it's hard for people to find
a job. 所以如果有工作啊，感谢主，我就会快乐啦。
So if I just have a job, then thank God I'll be happy.
啊，真的啊，感谢主啊，主给他一个好的工作啊。
And thank God the Lord gave him a good job.
啊，但是他一开始非常的快乐。
In the beginning, he was extremely happy.
感谢主，主对我真好。
Thank God, God is so good to me.
啊，但是过了几个月以后啊。
But after a few months.
啊，他的祷告又不一样啦。
His prayer was different.
啊，主啊，要是我能够做我们这个 team 的小组长啊，我就是幸福的人，我就拥有，我就很快乐啦。
Lord, if I can just be a small supervisor in our team, then I'll be satisfied and happy.
啊，真的啊，从员工到小组长到副理到经理，他都觉得说我只要能够再得到更多，我就快乐啦。
And he went from a regular employee to a supervisor and kept going to a manager, and then he kept thinking, if I just have more, then I'll be happy.
啊，到最后这个弟兄告诉我啊。
And in the end, this brother said to me,
他说人生如果不懂得知足啊，给你再多你都不会快乐啊。
If a person does not know how to be satisfied, no matter how much you give him, he won't know how to be
happy. 因为永远有人比你更成功。
Because there's always someone more successful than you.
因为你每爬一阶，永远还有更高的一阶等着你去爬。
Because after you pass one level, there's another level you have to climb to.
所以到最后，人生好像在攀爬巴别塔，只是无穷尽的往上追求。
And so in the end, it's as if you keep climbing up and up.
啊，不断的往上走，但永远看不到那个尽头。
You keep climbing the Tower of Babel, but you will never see the end.
哦，所以我们今天要活出一个智慧的人生来。
So today we have to live a life of wisdom.
我们必须要先看清楚人生到底值得你追求的是什么。
We have to first see clearly what is worth pursuing in life.
我们要明白到底人生的价值在哪里。
We have to understand what in the world is the value of life.
同时要问清楚，说我最终到底想要得到什么。
And most importantly, we have to ask.What do I want to achieve?
我们来看一下圣经里面的一个例子啊。
Let's look at an example in the Bible.
我们请翻到路加福音的第十二章。
Let's please turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章的第十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
路加福音十二章第十五节。
Luke 12:15.
啊，十五节，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”第十六节
，16.
啊，就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主田产丰盛。”17. 他自己心里这样说啊，想说我的出产没有地方收藏，要怎么办呢？18. 18. 又说我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，好在那里收藏我一切的粮食和财物。19. 19. 然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”20. 20节，神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”21. 21. 凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样啊。啊，这个是圣经里面很有名的一个比喻。
This is a very famous parable in the Bible.
啊，这个比喻叫做无知财主的比喻啊。
The parable is called the parable of the rich
fool. 啊，但是如果你仔细看看这一段记载啊
，But if you look at this recording very
carefully, 你会发觉说这个人一点都不无知啊。
You'll see that this person was not was not a fool.
哦，我们从这里看到啊，这一个人啊是个成功，从世界上的眼光来看是个成功很有办法的人士啊。
We see that from the eyes of society, this is a very capable and successful.
啊，可能是你跟我非常羡慕的对象啊。
Perhaps is someone that we actually admire a lot.
我们看这个人啊，非常的有能力，而且非常聪明哦。
We see that this person is extremely capable and extremely smart.
我们在这里看到他有几个优点。
We see that he has a couple of good points.
啊，第一个，这里就说这个人田产丰盛啊。
Here says that this person will yield it plentifully.
哦，所以这个人会努力去创造财富。
Meaning that this person will work hard to create riches.
啊，这个有没有错？
Is this wrong?
这没有错啊。
And this is wrong. This is not wrong.
啊，人本来就应该对生活要有责任感，本来就应该要为生，要在要要。要为生活付出努力啊。
Man should already feel a sense of responsibility in their lives and try to put forth effort.
哦，所以我们第一个看到说这个财主是努力工作的人，所以他努力累积积存了许多的财物。
So we see this rich man is a very diligent person, diligently accumulating his wealth.
但是这里不只是讲到他拥有财物而已哦。
So here it doesn't only say that he had wealth.
很多人啊，今天拥有了财富，却不懂得去思考。
Some people who are very rich don't know how to think.
今天有了财富，却没有想到未来。
They have riches, but they don't think of the future.
所以你看到这个财主，他是能够看到未来可能问题的人啊。
So this rich man we see, he can predict things that may happen in the future.
他心理思想啊。
And so he thinks to himself in his
他说,
heart.
我有这么多东西, 我要怎么办呢?
I have so many things, what should I do?
所以啊, 这个财主啊, 我们为什么说他其实很聪明啊?
And so why do we say that this rich man is very smart?
因为他不是只有看到眼前,
Because he doesn't only see what's in front of him.
他已经看到以后可能有的问题啦。
He already sees what might happen in the future.
他今天拥有很多。
Today he has a lot.
他已经看到明天他可能没有地方可以收藏。
And he already sees that tomorrow he might not be able to collect.
这也是我们很多人必须要拥有的能力，才能够在世界上能够走出一条路来。
And so we have to be capable in order to walk this kind of path in our lives.
不要只看眼前，要能够想到未来的问题。
To not only see what's in front of us, but to be able to anticipate problems in the future.
这个财主不只是看到以后的问题而已哦。
And this rich man not only saw the problems in the future.
他能够看到问题，而且他能够找到答案啊。
He can see the problem and find an answer.
很多时候，我们人生可以看到，可能可以预测到以后的问题。
Many times in our lives, perhaps we can anticipate problems.
但是我们两手一伸，不知道，我不知道怎么办，怎么解决，我不会。
But we raise our hands in confusion. We don't know how to resolve it.
以后啊，船到桥头自然直，以后的事以后再烦恼就好了。
We see that there's a problem in the future, so whoever's problem it is in the future, we can take care of it then.
所以我们今天有时候可以观察到我们人生的问题。
So we can think about what kind of problems we have in life.
可是我们却提不出解决问题的答案。
But we are unable to find the answers.
但是这个财主是可以的。
But this rich man was able to.
他不但看到人生可能遇到的问题，
Not only did he see problems he may encounter,
并且他有智慧开始寻找解决问题的方法，
But he has wisdom to start to think of solutions.
所以他说，我要怎么办啊？
So he said, what should I do?
我要把这个仓房拆掉，盖更大的仓房啊。
I should take down this storage and build an even bigger one.
然后我就可以积存许多的财物，够我使用啊。
And then I can store all of my crops and goods for my use.
那这个财主不只是这样子而已啊。
And not only was this rich man like this.
这里说啊，他这个财主还对自己的灵魂说哦。
It says that this rich man even said to his soul.
他说哦，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存啊，要安安逸逸快乐的吃喝啊。
Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease.
你看到这个财主不是只会赚钱哦。
We see that this rich man not only knew how to make money.
不是只会观察。
Not only knew how to examine
and observe. 不是只会解决问题哦。
Not only knew how to solve problems.
你看这个财主还懂得享受自己的人生啊。
You see that this rich man even knew how to enjoy his life.
这已经比我们很多人更厉害了啊。
This is already better than most people.
我常常遇到很多人啊，每天就是工作到最后啊，不知道自己活着为什么啊。
We see many people who are working every day and they don't know why they live.
活到最后啊，人生活着只是为了工作。
And they live in the end as if they're living to work.
工作为了什么？不知道。
Why do you work? I don't know.
赚钱为了什么？不知道。
Why do you make money? I don't know.
银行里面一直存钱，为了什么？不知道。
Why do you keep storing money in your bank account? I
don't know. 但是啊，每天晚上啊，存折拿起来看看摸摸啊，快乐啊。
But every day, every night you look up your money and then you're very happy.
这个财主不是只懂得赚钱哦。
So this rich man doesn't only know how to make money.
这个财主还懂得好好运用他的财富去享受他人生的快乐。
This rich man knows how to utilize his wealth in order to enjoy his life.
懂得去对自己好一点，让自己吃喝快乐，享受人生。
To treat himself a little bit better and to eat, drink, and be merry.
所以啊，从人的眼光来看啊。
And so from the eyes of man.
你会觉得他是一个无知的人吗？
Would you think that he is a foolish person?
不会啊，你会觉得说，这个就是我想要变成的这样子，我就希望能够像他一样啊。
You wouldn't. You would think that this is somebody I want to be. I want to be just like him.
世上有成就。
In the world, he is successful.
生活很稳定。
In his life, he is stable.
还能够快乐享受人生。
He can even be merry and enjoy his life.
所以从世界上的人眼光来看这个财主是一个成功的代表。
So from the eyes of man, this is a very good representative of a successful person.
是我们努力的目标。
He is the goal of our hard work.
更是我们追求的，希望能够达到的地步。
And he is even at a level of all of our pursuit of our hope.
但是很奇怪的一件事情啊。
But something very weird.
一个如 此有智慧，懂得解决问题，懂得享受人生的财主。
Such a person who is so wise knows how to resolve problems and enjoy life.
而到最后啊，圣经给他的一个名称叫做无知的人呐、
啊。The Bible calls him somebody called a fool.
为什么一个这么有能力的人被称为无知呢
？Why somebody so capable called a fool？
我们来看路加福音的第十二章哈。
Let us look at Luke chapter 12.
第十二十节啊。
12 verse 20.
路加福音的第十二章二十节。
Luke 12:20.
啊，神却对他说：“无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”啊，这个是为什么这个财主最后被称为无知啊
？And this is why the fool in the end.
啊，这个财主
，rich man became a fool in the end.
这个财主知不知道人有灵魂
？Does the rich man know that humans have souls？
你看哦，他是知道的哦。
You can see here that he does know.
他知道里面有个灵魂啊，所以他对他的灵魂讲话啊。
He knows that you have a soul inside, so he spoke to his soul.
他告诉他的灵魂说：“灵魂，你可以快乐啊。”
He said, "Soul, you can be happy.
你可以安心呐、啊。
You can take your ease.
你放心，我都帮你准备好了。
Take your ease, because I've already prepared everything for you.
你可以吃喝快乐，因为我拥有的财富很多啊。
Because you can eat, drink, and be merry, because I have so many riches.
啊，但是为什么神称为他是无知的人
？But then, why does God consider him a fool?
因为他什么都想到了。
Because he's already thought of everything.
唯一没有想到的一件事情
，the one thing he has not thought of，
就是他的灵魂没有办法吃喝享用他物质上追求得到的财富。
Is that his soul cannot enjoy, eat and drink all the riches he attained.
所以啊，因为这样，虽然他预备了许多的财富，但是他的内心的灵魂永远得不到满足。
Because he attained so many riches in the world, in the end, he still could not receive satisfaction of his soul.
所以在这里告诉我们呢、啊，人心的缺乏是不能够被富物质的财富所填满的。
And we see that the problems and lack of our hearts cannot be satisfied by material things.
而今天世界上很多人啊，常常觉得心灵非常的空虚。
In the world, people feel that they are very empty.
所以他们想尽办法争取、努力、累积，希望找到能够让自己快乐的方法。
So they think of many ways to try to attain things and try to lay up their riches.
哦，所以很多人不断的追求财富，希望用财富填满自己的空虚。
Some people will try many ways to become rich and try to satisfy themselves in this way.
啊，却不知道有时候拥有越多，心灵越加的贫穷。
But they don't realize that the more that you have, many times you become poorer in your spirit.
哦，所以有时候身体非常的强壮，内心非常的枯干。
Sometimes your body is strong, but your heart is very dry.
我们今天的人都非常重视健康。
Many of us will place importance on our health today.
哦，所以啊，我们常常啊吃各样的保健品，希望我们能够啊活到两百。
And so we will consume many different kinds of supplements and health products,
我们都希望
自己 so we can live to be 100.
啊，我们都希望自己永远年轻。
We hope to always be young.
哦，所以啊，各种不一样的化妆品啊，不管卖多贵，都有人要买。
So no matter how expensive certain beauty products are, people will buy them.
哦，所以我们不断的重视外在的美好跟外肉体的健康。
So we continually place importance on our physical appearance and also on our health.
啊，却常常忽略到说里面有一个人，那个真正的我又饥又渴又衰弱。
And we often neglect that there is a me inside who is hungry and thirsty.
哦，所以我们不断的跟灵魂说，灵魂啊，拥有财富你就会快乐了吧。
So we keep saying to our souls, as long as you have riches, then you will be happy.
却没有听到灵魂啊，在灵魂告诉你说，不啊不啊，我没有办法从你拥有的财富里得到满足。
But we don't hear our souls saying back to us, no, I cannot receive satisfaction from the
riches. 所以在这里告诉我们说啊，今天一个人如果只是生命只是不断的追求富足。
So we learn that today, if a person is just pursuing riches.
当他准备要离开人世间的时候
when they are preparing to leave everybody in the world.
当他要面对最后的黑暗的时候
and they are about to face the final darkness.
人生最后只留下跟恐惧以及后悔而已
they are only left with fear and regret.
因为他们不知道自己要去哪里
because they don't know where they're going.
而且他们什么都带不走
and they're unable to take anything with them.
哦，所以在这里圣经告诉我们啊
so here the Bible tells us.
他说啊，如果你为自己预备了这一堆财富
if you have prepared so many riches for yourself.
可是你在神面前非常的贫穷。
But before God, you are poor.
请问你所预备的这一些，到底你能够带去哪里
？Then where can you take all of these things that you have prepared for yourself？
哦，所以啊，在历史当中啊，有个记载哦。
So in history, it is recorded.
那、啊、这可能是一个传说，也可能是真实，这是不知道的哦。
Perhaps it is a saying, perhaps it is true.
啊，传说当中啊，那个亚历山大大帝啊，那个 Great Alexander， 亚历山大大帝啊，很年轻就非常厉害啊。
And there is a saying that great Alexander was very powerful.
哦，很年轻的时候啊，就四处征战呐、啊，哦，然后打下了一个很庞大的帝国的版图啊。
And when he was very young, he was victorious in battle and attained much land.
啊，但是啊，当他啊打仗打到印度的时候
，But when he went to India,
啊，结果啊生病了。
He got an illness.
啊，虽然他那时候很年轻，很强壮啊。
He was very strong and young at that time.
啊，但是啊，突然染上疾病啊，哇，送回来就死掉了。
But he suddenly was ill and he died.
很年轻就死了。
He died at a very young age.
啊，按照传说啊，说他死之前啊，有特别留下一个交代，一个遗言呐。
And according to legend, it is said that he gave us very specific instructions.
他说啊，当我死了以后啊
，said that when I die,
他说你把我的棺材啊挖两个洞啊，让我的手伸出去啊。
Can you cut out two holes in my coffin and have my hands out?
啊，然后啊，扛着我的棺材啊，去绕城给大家看啊。
Carry my coffin around the city for everyone to see.
让大家看看说啊，这个伟大的亚历山大啊。
And for them to see this great Alexander.
这个大帝国的创造者。
The creator of all of our great lands.
死的时候也是两手空空的离开啊。
After he dies, he is also empty-handed.
所以啊，有时候我们真的要思考一下。
So sometimes we really have to think.
我说我们今天不断的努力，不断的累积，不断的争取。
Today we continually try to work hard and attain more.
我们到底想要什么？
What in the world do we really want?
我们到底得到什么？
What in the world have we really achieved?
更重要的是，我们到底最后可以带走什么？
And more importantly, what can we take away in the end?
哦，在曾经有一间很大公司的创始者哈。
There once was a very high official.
当然了，现在这间公司已经不有名了。柯达公司啊，现在已经不怎么样了。
And of course, this company is no longer that famous.
但是啊，柯达曾经是全世界最庞大的公司啊。
But this company used to be the greatest Kodak. Kodak used to be the greatest company.
啊，他的老板呐、啊，这个叫做 George Eastman 哦。
And the boss of that company, George Eastman.
啊，他原本是个很贫穷家庭出来的人呐、啊。
He came from a very poor family.
啊，那因为家里很穷啊，所以他从小就是去帮人家倒垃圾啊，去赚点零花钱哦。
And because he came from a poor family, he would take out people's trash for them and make small change.
哦、啊，所以啊，他人生的梦想就是要有钱。
And so his dream in life was to be rich.
他觉得我今天如果有钱，我就会快乐。
He felt that if I have money today, I'll be happy.
哦，所以后来他长大，不断的努力工作啊。
So when he grew up, he tried very hard to work.
啊，后来他跟他的朋友一起发明了照相机的技术啊。
And so he and his friend developed techniques in photography.
然后后来就创立了柯达公司。
And so he created the company Kodak.
啊，后来柯达成为全那时候世界上最大的公司之一啊。
And at that time, it was one of the biggest companies in the world.
任何跟照相有关的，大概八成80%都是柯达公司做的。
If anything is related to photography, 80% of it was created by Kodak.
啊，柯达公司的老板这个 George Eastman 也成为世界上最有钱的人呐、啊。
And George Eastman was the richest man in the world at that time.
可是啊，他却发觉他没有像他以为的这样子可以得到人生的快乐。
But he realized that he did not attain happiness in life as he had expected.
哦，所以当他的公司不断的在成长
，So when his company continued to grow,
他一次又一次的努力成功了，哎，他很快乐。
He kept trying hard, and when he was successful, he would be happy.
啊，但是快乐了一下之后，哎，好像又没有了，哎，继续努力，继续往上爬。
He would be happy for a while, and it seems it was gone, and that he would keep going higher and higher.
啊，但是当他爬到人生的巅峰
，And once he got to the highest place of man,
啊，当他成为最有钱的人
，When he became the richest person,
啊，他就不知道人生接下来下一步要做什么啦。
He didn't know what to do in the next step of his life anymore.
哦，所以啊，他就留下了一封信啊， So 一封短签哦，就是一个 note 哦。
And so he left a very short note.
他说我已经达到了。
I have attained it.
What else? 就是接下来呢？
And then what else?
然后就拿一把枪把自己打死了。
And then he shot himself with a gun.
最有钱的人啊。
The richest person.
心灵却是无比的贫穷啊。
He is so poor, incomparably poor in his heart.
所以啊，我们今天要认清楚人生的真相。
So today we truly have to understand the direction of life.
因为这个无知的财主已经给你我做下一个最大的警告。
Because this rich fool has already left for us a very great warning.
因为神对他说啊，你是一个无知的人。
Because God said to him, you are a fool.
你为什么无知呢？
Why are you a fool?
他说，今夜就要你的灵魂呐、啊。
This night your soul will be required.
啊，你预备这一些要到底要给谁？
All of these things you prepared, who are you going to give it to?
人生的时间长短都不知道啊。
We don't know how long a life will be.
我们今天人在这里。
Today, a person is here.
请问一下，下个礼拜我们人会在哪里？有时候你是不知道的。
May I ask next week where will this person be? We have no idea.
我们今天非常的健康。
Today we're very healthy.
一年之后你再回头看，可能你又是完全不同的景况啊。
One year later, you look back and you're perhaps in a completely different circumstance.
所以有时候啊，人生我们到底掌握了什么？
So sometimes, what are we really trying to attain?
我们有时候觉得人生我们掌握很多，对不对？
We feel like we're trying to hold on to many things in our lives, right?
所以我们有各样的计划，各样的计划，以及未来各样的准备啊。
So we have all kinds of plans and all kinds of preparations for the future.
但是圣经是怎么说的？
But what does it say in the Bible?
我们来看一下雅各书哦。
Let us look at the book of James.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
Let us look at James 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第十三节
4 verse 13,
雅各书第四章的第十三节
James chapter 4 verse 13,
十三节，你们有话说，今天明天我们要到某城里去，在那里做一天，在那里住一年，买卖得利。十四节
14,
他说，其实啊，明天如何你们还不知道啊，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五节
15、
啊、你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事做那事啊。那这里啊，雅各书的作者告诉我们啊，
Here it says here the author of James
他说，人生的本相是什么？
What is the purpose of life?
他说，人生啊，真相啊，说人生到底是什么？
What is life actually like?
他说，人生啊，好像一片云雾一样啊。
Life is just like a vapor.
那这时候你看他在那里，
You see the vapor for a while.
你转头再转回来，它已经不见了。
When you turn and look back, it's already gone.
我们大家都烧过开水啊。
We've all steamed water before.
那烧完开水，那个水蒸气就冒出来了。
After the water steams, then you see the vapors.
你有没有看到它？
Have you seen the vapor?
有，你有看到它。
You have seen it.
你闭上眼睛一秒钟再打开，它已经不见了。
When you close your eyes and then open it for a second, it's gone.
圣经说啊，其实人生的本相就是这样，人生就是这样啊。
And the Bible says that life.The nature of life is this.
当我们觉得自己还很年轻的时候，
when we think that we are still young,
有时候回头一转眼，哇，十年、二十年又过去了
啊。When you just turn for a while, 10-20 years have passed.
我有时候就越来越对这些事情越来越有感觉了。
And I am starting to feel this more and more.
以前都不会觉得啊。
Before I would not think this.
但是啊，当我现在跟朋友在聊天的时候，
But now that I am chatting with my friends,
如果开口闭口就是啊，十年前我们怎么样，我突然发觉啊，原来我老了。
No matter how much we open or close our mouth.We always will say 10 years ago this and that.
所以如果你跟你朋友聊天啊，开口闭口就是十年、二十年之前啊。
So when you're chatting with your friends, all you say is 10 or 20 years ago.
恭喜你啊，你也跟我一样老了。
Then I have mercy on you. You're just like me.
所以啊，当我们会发觉啊，人生过得好快啊。
So then we'll realize that our lives pass by so fast.
那个时候不是才刚来美国还年轻的时候吗？
Wasn't I so young when I first came to America?
一转眼二三十年又过去了。
And just for a little while, 20, 30 years.
突然一转眼，又二三十年。
And then another turn of the eye, 20-30 years have passed again.
这就是人生啊。
And this is
人生永远过得比我们想象的更快。
Life will always pass by faster than we think.
所以在这个短暂的人生里面，我们到底要追求的真正的价值在哪里？
So in this short life, what is the true value we are pursuing?
在这里啊，神对那个财主说哦。
Here God says to the rich man.
你想，你计划，你努力。
You've thought, you've planned, you've worked hard.
但是我今夜要你的灵魂。
But this night.I will require your soul.
你所做的这一切到底是为了什么？
All of these things that you've done, what is it really for?
所以人生的本相就是人生你唯一可以确定的一件事情。
And so the nature of life, the one thing that you can be sure of.
你人生唯一可以确定的一件事就是你的人生是不确定的。
The one thing you can be sure of your life is that you can be sure of nothing.
所以这就是人生。
And so this is life.
没有人对下一刻有任何的把握。
Nobody can have any guarantee of the next step of his life.
因为这里说今夜要你的灵魂啊。
Because here it says,This night, I will require your soul.
当我们在努力创造自己人生的财富的时候
，So when we are working hard to create wealth for ourselves,
我们需要停下脚步来思想一下。
We have to stop for a while and think.
如果这一句话，如果今天晚上我们要睡觉以前啊
，If tonight before we are sleeping,
正准备啊，那个枕头放好，棉被盖好，正准备要睡喽。
We have prepared the pillow and put on the blanket, and we are ready to sleep.
你突然听到你耳朵旁边讲有人在跟你说话
，And then you suddenly hear someone talking next to your ear.
今夜要你的灵魂。
This night I will require of
your soul. 我看你整夜都不用睡觉了。
I think your whole night you will not be sleeping.
如果今天有人让你知道哦。
And if tonight somebody told you.
说啊，下一个礼拜要你的灵魂。
Next week your soul will be required.
我想你不会再去上班了吧。
I think you probably won't go to work anymore.
哇，下个礼拜就要死了。
Oh, I'm dying next week.
不行啊，那今天要再加班，加到12点。
oh, then I will work overtime until 12.
那个时候你就不会想再加班啊。
No, at that time, you're not going to work overtime.
那个时候你也不会担心你的公司好不好啦。
You won't even care if your company is doing well or not.
那时候你更不会担心你的银行要怎么样转投资，要投哪一个股票啦。
Even more so, you will not care about what stocks you want to invest in.
但是为什么我们今天不会这样想？
But why don't we think about that today?
因为我们常常活得好像永远都有明天。
Because we live as if there's always going to be a tomorrow.
但是如果没有呢？
But what if there isn't?
如果神给我们的时间到了呢？
What if the time God has given us is up?
请问如果今夜神要我们的灵魂？
May I ask, what if tonight God will ask of our soul?
我们要怎么样站在神的面前？
How will we stand before God?
所以啊，思想人生得智慧，如何成为一个富足的人，很重要啊。
And to think about life and become wise, how to become a truly rich person.
我们到最后啊，要在神面前被神量一量啊。
That's important. And how are we going to be measured in front of
God? 看看我们这个人生到底在神面前有没有重量。
Does our life really have value in front of God?
所以当我们有一天必须要面对神的时候。
So one day when we have to face God.
站在审判台的前面。
We stand in front of the judgment seat.
那神这样子哦，从审判宝座上看你啊。
From the throne of judgment, God looks at you.
你有点紧张的看他。
You're a little bit nervous looking back at him.
那神要问你啊，请问你的人生价值在哪里啊？
And God asks you, where is the value of your life?
他说你活了一辈子，请问你创造了什么价值？
You've lived a lifetime. What kind of value have you created?
请问你要跟神怎么说啊？
And what are you going to answer him?
神啊，我在 Irvine 房子两栋。
God, in Irvine, I have 2 houses.
神说那个不算啊。
God will say that doesn't count.
没有带到这里来，通通不算啊。
You didn't bring anything here, and so it doesn't count.
你再想一想啊，神啊，我有3个银行账号。
And you think, God, I have 3 bank accounts.
神啊，我有股票蛮多的啊。
I have quite a lot of stocks.
哦，然后好像就这样子，没有了哈。
And I think that's about it.
啊，神看一看，摇摇头啊。
And God will look at it and shake his head.
因为你人生的价值在神面前是零啊。
Because in front of God, your life value is zero.
非常轻啊，没有重量啊。
It's so light without weight.
所以啊，我们今天要想一想，当有一天，总有一天，你跟我都要面对神啊。
So we have to think that you and I one day will have to face God.
啊，请问当你面对神那一天，你是恐惧战惊，还是非常有把握？
May I ask, when you face God that day, are you going to be in fear?
站在神
面前 ，or are you going to be confident?
站在神面前说，主啊，我为你活出一个有价值、有意义的人生。
Stand in front of God and say, Lord, I have lived a life of meaning for you.
我努力工作赚钱，我来培养我的孩子。
I have worked hard and made money to invest in my children.
我的孩子都是在主里长大，敬虔爱神。
And all of my children have grown up in the Lord and they love God and are godly.
主啊，我生活努力，照顾家人。
God, I work very hard in my life to take care of my family.
使得我所有的朋友都因为我的家庭来称赞说基督徒真好。
And all of my friends, because of my family, praise Christianity and say how
good it is. 你知道神要怎么跟你说吗？
And do you know what God will say to you?
神要对你说，你这个又忠心又良善的好仆人。
God will say to you, my good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受我为你所预备的荣耀。
You can come in and enjoy the glory I've prepared for you.
所以人生走到最后啊，结局大不同啊。
And so in the end of life, everybody's end is different.
而这是没有一个人能够逃避的未来。
And this is something in the future nobody can run away from.
而我们今天的付出要决定我们最后的去处。
Today's contribution will determine our destination.
请问你想去哪里？
May I ask where do you want to go?
啊，这个你今天自己要决定啊。
This is something you have to decide today.
所以为什么这个财主无知？
So why was this rich man foolish?
因为他什么都计算好了。
Because he had calculated everything.
什么都计划好了。
He had planned everything.
啊，就是少计划的最后一项。
But he didn't plan for that last part.
就是今夜要你的灵魂，你的灵魂要去哪里？
Which is this night.Your soul will be asked for. Where is your soul going?
如果一个人今天在神面前不富足，
here it says that if a person is not rich in front of God,
他说啊，这个人啊，可怜啊，
then pity on this person.
啊，所以我们应该要怎么办呢？
What should we do then?
怎么样才叫做真正富足的人生？
What is a life that is truly rich?
啊，圣经里面告诉我们两个方向来看哦。
The Bible tells us 2 things that we can look at this.
我们来看一下传道书的第五章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章的第十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节。我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。19。
19。
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能举自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的 恩赐。好，所以什么叫做富足的人生？
So what is a rich life?
如何能够真正享受主里的快乐？
To truly be able to enjoy happiness in the Lord.
啊，在这里圣经告诉我们啊。
Here the Bible tells us.
说我们要学会知足，你才会快乐啊。
We have to learn to be satisfied in order to be happy.
他说神所赐的不管是多还是少啊。
It says that no matter great or little, God has given.
你能够享受主所赐给你的一切，欣赏主为你预备的一切，你就是一个快乐的人啊。
To be able to enjoy what God has given you, then you are happy person.
如果你今天学不会知足哦。
If you are not able to be satisfied,
给你再多你都是贫穷的。
No matter how much you give you,God gives you, you are poor.
为什么？因为你觉得你永远都不够啊。
Because you will feel that you always don't have enough.
哦，所以你就觉得自己很可怜啊。
And you will feel that you are very pitiful.
哦，那你不是个贫穷的人吗？
Then aren't you a poor person?
哦，所以谁是最富足的人？
So who is the richest person?
知足的人就是最富足的人。
A satisfied person is the most rich person.
那什么叫做知足的人？
And what is a satisfied person?
就是能够欣赏他所拥有一切的人啊。
A person who is able to enjoy what they have.
啊，主给你不论是多少，你都懂得感谢。
No matter how much God has given you, you know how to give thanks.
哦，你的工作可能不是最好的工作。
Even though your job is not the best job.
感谢主，总比没有工作的好。
Thank God, it's better than having no job.
哦，你的小孩可能不是最聪明的小孩。
Perhaps your children are not the smartest children.
感谢主啊，他们是贴心的孩子啊。
Thank God that they are considerate children.
啊，你的太太可能不是最漂亮的太太。
And your wife might not be the prettiest wife.
啊，感谢主配你刚刚好啊。
But thank God she is perfect for to match you.
哦，所以啊，当一个人啊，四处观望他所拥有的一切。
So if a person neglects and forgets about all the things he has,
从工作到他的家庭，到他的生活，
from work to their family to their lives,
如果他不管看什么都觉得说神对他真是恩待，
if they
feel 如果他觉得神对他真是好啊，
if they feel that they look at everything and they think God is so good to them,
啊，看到家里啊，整天小孩子啊这样子哇，弄得乱七八糟，但是会心一下就觉得说。感谢主，这就是幸福的家庭啊。
And even though they see their children running around and it's all chaotic and they're very happy that they have this family.
啊，虽然银行里的钱不是非常多，但是感谢主啊，总是够用啊。
Even if you don't have a lot of money, thank God that you still have money.
他说你就是最富足的人啊。
Then you are really the most rich
person. 说你能够在日光之下享受主所赐给你的一切。
And so if you're able to enjoy all that God has given you under the sun,
并且在当中找到人生的快乐，
then you're able to find happiness in life.
你是一个幸福的人。
And you are a blessed person.
哦，所以我们要求主耶稣让我们成为一个真正心灵富足的人啊。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to truly become a person who is
satisfied in heart. 啊，不管你拥有多少，
no matter how much you have,
你都懂得学会感恩。
You are able to learn to give thanks.
啊，不管你拥有多少，
no matter how much you have,
你都觉得神对你很好。
You feel that God is good to you.
啊，当一个人懂得感恩啊，当一个人懂得欣赏哦。
Once a person is able to give thanks and enjoy things,
你知道吗？他就是一个世界上最快乐的人啊。
Then you know this person is the most blessed and happy
person. 所以怎么样成为富足？
So how do you become a satisfied person?
第一个，这里告诉我们说，你要知足就会快乐。
To become a rich person, here it tells us first,
你要懂得欣赏，你就会富足。
You have to learn to enjoy, then you will be rich.
哦，啊，第二呢
？And the second thing,
我们来看一下我们看回来路加福音的第十二章哦。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 12.
我们看哥林多后书的第四章哦。
Let us look at Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节。
Second Corinthians 4:16。
十六节。
16。
啊，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。十七节啊。
17。
他说：“我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。”十八节。
18。
他说：“原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。”哈，啊，这里啊有一个人叫做保罗啊。
Here there was a person named Paul.
啊，保罗是啊圣经里面很有名的一个记载的一个人物哦。
Paul is a very famous person recorded in the Bible.
啊，但是啊，如果你看他的人生啊
，But if you look at his life,
啊，如果你看他的人生，你会觉得说他的人生真是一场悲剧啊。
If you look at his life, you'll feel that his life was a tragedy.
啊，保罗是个大家族出来的人啊。
Paul came from a very big family.
哇，是个很有成就的人啊。
He was a very successful person.
哇，是大家所尊重的一个大学者啊。
And he was a scholar who everybody had admired.
啊，这个是原本的保罗啊。
This was the original Paul.
啊、但是保罗后来却活出一个完全不一样的生活来啊。
But then Paul lived a completely different life.
啊，圣经上怎么形容
？How does the Bible describe?
啊，圣经上说啊，他到处传福音，到处被打。
The Bible says that he went everywhere to preach, and he was beaten everywhere.
啊，被抓到监牢里面去。
He was thrown and locked in the prison.
啊，大家追他要杀他。
People pursued him to kill him.
原本一个很有学问的一个很受人尊重的学者。
A scholarly person.He was originally very respected.
啊，但是最后却成为一个众人所唾弃、大家要追杀他的一个可怜人啊。
But he became a pitiful person that people rejected and wanted to kill.
啊，所以啊，你会觉得说，如果从世界上的角度来看啊。
So from the perspective of the world.
啊，这是一个标准的失败者啊。
You'll feel that this is a very good example of a failure.
啊，从世界上的眼光来看啊。
But from the perspective of the Bible,
你不会知道说为什么一个人要活出这样子，要过这样子的生活呢？
You won't know why a person will live this kind of life.
明明可以过得很舒服，
they can live a very comfortable life.
明明可以过得很成功，
they clearly can live a successful life.
但是他为什么不要？
But why did he not want this?
反而过出一个啊非常凄惨、被人追、被人打的生活啊。
But on the other hand, he lived a life that was very sad and that was beaten and chased by people.
但是在这里啊，保罗告诉我们为什么啦。
But here Paul tells us why.
他说啊，当我看到天上为我预备那个荣耀无比的富足，那个天上为我预备那个丰盛的荣耀啊。
When I see the exceeding and eternal weight of glory prepared for me in heaven.
他说啊，世界上这些都是小事啊。
All of the things in this world are little.
所以保罗为什么能够过出一个不一样的人生
？So how can Paul live a different life?
因为他知道什么才叫做富足的生活。
Because he knew what truly was a rich life.
他说真正的富足不在世间啊。
The true riches was not among men.
啊，真正的富足在天上。
In the world, its true riches are in heaven.
所以当他看到天上为他预备的那个富足的荣耀啊
，So when he sees the glorious riches in heaven,
他突然发觉世界上这些没有什么好追求啊。
He suddenly realizes there's nothing to good to pursue in the world.
如果今天一个人看不到天上神所预备的那个荣耀
，If a person today cannot see the glory prepared
in heaven, 啊，你看不到，你就只好追求世界上这些你觉得有价值的啦。
If you can't see it, then you might as well pursue the things of value in the world.
是不是人只会追求自己觉得有价值的嘛
？Isn't it true that people can only pursue things they feel have value?
你觉得今天世界有价值，你就是追求世界。
If you feel that there's value in the world, then you'll pursue things in the world.
保罗看到天国有价值，他就追求天国。
Paul saw the value in heaven, so he pursued things of heaven.
哦，所以在这里说啊，保罗说我看到天上为我预备那个荣耀啊。
So here Paul says that I have seen the glory prepared for me in heaven.
所以我就不追求世界上的东西了。
So no longer do I pursue the things of the world.
啊，我在非洲的时候啊，遇到一个人啊。
When I was in Africa, I encountered a person.
啊，我还记得哦，印象很深，他叫做 Solomon 啊。
I remember very clearly.I had a deep impression. His name was Solomon.
为什么我会记得印象这么深呢
？Why would I have such a deep impression?
因为我们不小心把他丢在车站，丢了六个小时才去接他。
Because we accidentally left him at a station for 6 hours.
本来约好的时间呢、啊，他在车站等我们啊。
And we had originally set a time to wait at the station.
要带他来教会参加讲习会啊。
To bring him to attend a workshop at
a
church.
但是因为我们是从另外一个国家回来的。
But because we were coming back from another country.
哦，所以过那个海关的时候被拦住了，所以就。迟了好几个小时。
So when we were passing through customs, we were stopped for many hours.
啊，所以啊，当我们接到他的时候，他已经在车站非洲大太阳底下等了我们六个小时啊。
By the time we had picked him up, he had already been at the station under the hot African sun for 6 hours.
啊，我那时候很想说，哇，他一定会很生气啊。
I thought that time, wow, he must be really angry.
那结果没有啊，感谢主啊，看到我们很高兴啊，拉着我们的手，走走走，去教会，去教会啊。
But he was not. He was very happy to see us, and he.Took our hand and said, "Let's all go to church."
啊，然后他就跟我们分享他的故事哦。
And then he started to share with us the story.
他说啊 ，Solomon 说啊，他爸爸开了一间教会啊。
Solomon said that his father had opened a church.
啊，在非洲啊，开教会啊，跟开那个杂货店差不多啊。
And to open up a church.It's just like opening up a convenience store.
哦啊，那个就是啊，反正就是开教会，纳信徒，然后有钱拿放口袋啊，就是这样子。
You open a church and then you have members and you have money and put it in your pocket.
啊，他爸爸做的，他爸爸的生意做的蛮成功的、啊。
And so his father was a pretty successful businessman.
他说他们那个教会啊，有300多个信徒啊。
He said that that church had 300 some members.
哦，300多个信徒捐钱养他们一家人。
300 some church members had donated money to raise their family.
哦，所以他们原本生活是非常非常好的、啊。
So their family was able to have a good life.
啊，但是啊，有一次啊 ，Solomon 遇到我们教会的信徒哦。
But、one time, Solomon encountered one of our believers from our church.
啊，然后啊，哎，刚好就是看圣经啊，就讲道理啦。
And so then, the believer was reading the Bible and then talked to him about the gospel.
啊，糟糕！一讲下去 ，Solomon 突然发现说，哇，我爸爸讲的不对，跟圣经不一样。
And then it turns out after Solomon was listening to the explanations, he realized his father father was not right.
啊，结果他就回家跟他爸爸吵架。
And so then he had an argument with his father when he went home.
他爸爸说那么认真干嘛？有钱赚就好了。
His father said, "Why work so hard when you have money to earn?"
哦，但是啊，所罗门很坚持啊，不行啊，你跟圣经不一样啊。
Solomon was very persistent and said, "No, this is not according to the Bible."
因为这样子，他离开他们家。
And because of this, he left his family.
原本生活很舒适的啊。
He originally had a very good life.
300人养他们一户哎。
300 some people were donating to their family.
啊，但是因为他离开了，所以身无分文，没有钱啊。
Because of that, he had no more money.
所以啊，他就去帮人家那个玉米工厂去扫地，赚一点点钱而已啊。
And so he was sweeping the floor for a corn farm, and so he only made small change.
哦，所以啊，生活变得很苦很苦哦。
And so he had a very bitter life.
啊，他家人一直叫他回去。
His family kept still asking him to return.
你回来啊，你回来，这里我们这边，你回来就不用这么辛苦啦。
Told him come back and you don't have to work so hard.
他坚决不回去啊。
But he was determined not to return.
他说我要真理，我要耶稣啊。
He said I want the truth and I want the Jesus.
我说你们没有真理，没有不符合圣经，我不回去的。
If you don't have the truth and you don't go according to the Bible, I will not return.
哦，所以啊，虽然生活很苦啊，但是他活得很快乐啊。
Even though he had a very bitter life, he had a very happy life.
哦，所以我还记得在那次讲习会结束的时候。
So I remember at the end of that workshop.
啊，感谢主啊，讲习会结束了，大家就吃饭啦。
Of that church seminar, everybody was eating at the end.
哦，那时候我就看到他一个人在房间的角落在那里算钱。
And I saw that he himself in the corner of that room was counting his money.
我就过去跟他聊天，我说你在干什么。
And I went over and to chat with him and I said, what are you doing?
他就说我算钱啊，算钱要回家了，等下坐车回家。
He said, I'm counting my money so that I can take the bus back.
他就给我看说这是我所有的财产，全部的钱都在手上。
And then he showed me, this is all of my possession.
我就这样看他，我说这样的钱够你坐车回家吗？
I asked him, this money, is it enough for you to go home?
他笑得那个嘴巴很大，那个非洲人牙齿又白，笑得很大。
He smiled and he had a very big smile with very white teeth.
他说当然不够啦。
He said, of course it's not enough.
我说那你怎么办呢？
And he said, what are you going to do then?
没关系啊，有多少钱坐多远啊。
He said, just however much money I have, I'll go that far.
啊，剩下的就走路啦。
And the rest, I'll walk.
他说感谢主啊，没问题啊，走几天就到了。
He said, thank God, no problem. It's just a couple of days and
I'll be home. 有时候我会觉得说啊，哇，这种追求信仰、认识神的精神啊，真的是让他身在富足当中啊。
And I sometimes realize that, think that this energy to pursue God and understand Him.
你觉得很贫穷？
You think that he was poor.
你觉得他很可怜？
You think he's pitiful.
他可能比我们任何人都还要富足啊。
But he's probably more rich than any one of us.
因为他在神眼中是富足的。
Because in the eyes of God, he's rich.
弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的朋友啊。
All of our friends.
请问我们今天人生价值到底在哪里？
May I ask where is our value in our life today?
求主耶稣开启我们的心，让我们能够明白啊。
We ask the Lord Jesus to open our hearts so we can understand.
这里主耶稣说啊，他说啊，人的富足不在于家道丰盛啊。
Here the Lord Jesus says that the richness of a man is not in his possessions.
那到底在于什么？
Then where is it?
请你自己想一想。
Please think about it yourself.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
我们唱诗332首。
332.